Welcome to the next Distinctive podcast, in which I'm talking to Mark Linwood, one of the founding partners of Distinctive People, about coaching for performance. Mark, the new Distinctive coaching imagery is based very strongly around sporting achievement. Why is Distinctive People focused on that in particular?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we wanted to try and do was pick out an area within the spectrum of coaching, because coaching's a very wide spectrum of different reasons and different value. And look at what we wanted to project was the bright side of coaching, where people are continually looking to increase their performance and improve their performance, not just for the organization, but for their own sense of motivation and inspiration. And there's often in some quarters a feeling that coaching is around improving performance where performance is not as strong as it might be. Whereas our philosophy, and I think very much in line with the sporting philosophy, is that performance and elite performance and performance improvement is a bright thing as opposed to a corrective action.
Okay, thanks. Thank you. And why do you feel the focus on personal and organisational performance is an important one in coaching?
I think the easy answer to that is that the two are inextricably linked. You can't have strong organisational performance without strong individual and collective performance. So one of the things that we believe is important, certainly in the way in which we offer coaching solutions to organisations, is to take a whole organisational approach as opposed to an individual approach. That's not to say individual coaching is not important, but often that coaching is driven by the needs of an individual, either wanting to improve in a particular area or needing to improve in a particular area. For us, we look at it a bit more strategically and see coaching as a significant lever and enabler for an organization to point, direct, and maximize performance in line with whatever their business goals are. And that is not optional. If you work within an organizational context, ultimately we all have to work to an organizational performance. And realistically, we all fall either short of that in some instances, or we are not making as much from our individual talents as we might be. So a coaching and a coaching culture need to be planned and invested in a strategic way, we believe, if that investment is to deliver a customer and an organisational dividend.
Great. Thanks, Mark. We've spoken before about creating a coaching culture in organisations. How does this drive performance in your view, and how can organisations create this culture?
Okay, so I think the first thing is to work out what type of culture does it need to be for coaching to have a significant benefit to the organisation. So it's got to be a safe environment. It's got to be an organisation that is curious. And it's got to be an organisation that wants to invest in people and looks at things on a medium to long term basis and is not looking for a quick fix for things. So culturally, if those ingredients are not in place, then you're not going to get the benefit out of coaching. And that doesn't mean to say they have to be in place to embark upon a coaching strategy. But the front end of any piece of work is to work out how do we start to develop a culture where people are able to express themselves and to do that in a way in which there's a degree of experimentation, curiosity and safety in quite often thrown themselves into situations that they may feel particularly vulnerable. There's an excellent, coming back to the sporting analogy, there's an excellent, and I will lose a lot of you now, but I'm going to persist with this one. There's an excellent example of what's currently happening with the English test cricket team. Now, for those of you who are not into cricket, I'll just give you a 30-second background to set this into some context. So prior to the new leadership regime coming in earlier this year, the English cricket team took a risk-averse approach to the way in which they were approaching matches, and in essence were losing every game, to the point that the team were bottom of the pile, and it resulted in a wholesale leadership group within that organisation being moved on. New leaders come in, philosophy changed, and that philosophy was, we can always win, irrespective of what the target is, we can always win. Secondly, if we don't win, we will still learn and we'll be courageous. And thirdly, we operate as a team, so no one individual is going to be blamed if by adopting this new approach we don't succeed. And the importance of that is that the only thing that changed was the leadership. The players pretty much didn't change. They were the same set of players. And for those of you who are not interested and, you know, think there's some merit in what I've just shared with you, go and have a look at the last four or five results of the English cricket team. Not only have they won all of their games, they have broken records that have held for years and years and years in the way in which they've actually won those matches. Now, that was as a result of new leadership and a different approach, which had coaching at the centre of it and got the best out of people who only 6 to 9 months previously were underperforming. Same individuals, but the safety and the culture that went with that was the enabling factor. And, you know, I'd be so bold as to say, watch their performance over the next couple of years and look at how coaching will put them back at the top of their particular professionalism. And that is a translatable thing that organisations can take and do within their own organisation.
Thanks very much, Mark, and thanks for that great example. And thanks all for listening. For further information on this topic, do contact us and look out for our next podcast shortly.